My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Tampa Bay did whatever they wanted offensively. 9 of 13 on third down. When you add in the penalties, of which there were 4 on third down defensively, the numbers actually skew way worse than that.
Oof.
Washington just 2 of 8 on third downs with the football. Tampa Bay had an advantage well over 150 yards when Washington started its final garbage time drive. Their receivers at that point had 19 receiving yards. I mean, there's plenty of blame to go around. The kicker, who they've already released, missed 2 field goals, kicked the ball out of bounds on special teams. By the way, the dynamic kickoff, you can't call it something like that. You're asking to be made fun of. But the new kickoff, we had a kick return for a touchdown.
Yes.
And we had several long kick returns across midfield yesterday.
Indeed. So this is the design.
I know everybody wants to beat up on it and can't wait every time there's a touchback to make their Twitter jokes. The result is the result. I mean, yep. We had plays made on kickoffs last.
Again, I, as a longtime fan of these various sports, whether be they baseball, where we've seen substantive change over the last couple of years, football as well, I'm willing to deal with a lot as long in order to get the thing. And what I mean is, I'd like kick returns to be part of the game. Kick returns are part of the game. It can look as weird as it wants. Put 7 guys on one hash mark. You can line them up single file. You can pretend to be a cloud sculpture or something. Whatever you want to do, as long as I get kick returns, I'll deal with it.
What if they all have to sit pretzel style with their knees touching and then get up and start blocking, but they can't use their left hand?
Everybody has to do crisscross applesauce until the guy catches it. Fine. Let's do it.
Yeah, so far, I would say so good. But anyway, what was more discouraging to you guys? And we're going to open up the phones on this at 800-636-1067. Danny, you and I can start. Were you more disappointed in the offense or the defense?
The offense. And to me, it's not close. Disappointment comes from expectations not being met. My expectations were met on the defensive side of the ball. I thought they'd be a little bit better, but not much. You know, this was the worst defensive unit in the sport last year, and they're on their way to doing that again. Offensively, with a new hotshot, handsome dude with a deep voice and a flat top in charge, with the number 2 overall pick, Heisman Trophy quarterback, with multiple new offensive linemen, with new pieces almost everywhere, and the only holdover really from years before, guys that have produced here, guys like Brian Robinson and Terry McLaurin, for them to be that anemic, and they were all masked how unproductive they were by incredible running and scrambling from Jaden Daniels. Again, deep into the third quarter, more than half of their yards were on Daniels' scrambles, not design runs and keepers and ingenious things. Nothing was coming from the actual offense itself. It was Daniels, put the cape on and see what you can do and lose your helmet half the time. To me, it was glaring, disappointing, jarring, awful.
Respectfully, while you're right, they were terrible defensively last year, 6 of their 11 starters weren't here last year. It's a new defense almost entirely. Of the 5 guys that are still starting, two of them are Daron Payne and John Allen, who I don't think you or anybody else wants to get rid of because supposedly they're outstanding, right? Mm-hmm. So now that's eight of your 11 guys. So that means that Benjamin St. Juste and Emmanuel Forbes and Quan Martin, those are the three guys all in the secondary, are the holdovers. But here's the good news to that. Dan Quinn is a defensive back whisperer. You hired a defensive-minded head coach to help fix your defense. And I didn't think he was going to be able to do it before the first game, so it's not like I'm throwing in the towel. But I know this sounds crazy because we haven't dealt with this here in Washington in a long, long time, where you would go out and get a defensive-minded head coach and a big-name defensive coordinator that he brings with him, and then they don't fix the defense at all, and the defense becomes a huge problem and just doesn't play up to its standards. That would never happen. But anyway.
We're just having fun, that's
we're
all.
We're funning.
We're Come just on. Funning.
Come on, who's Come done on. It?
Who's done it?
Who's done it? Come on, we're funning. Point of the dude's story is, 8 of 11 guys, man, are either John Allen, Daron Payne, or a new starter that they brought in here. So in a lot of ways, it's in Dan Quinn's image, primarily. It's in Adam Peters' image to an extent. Secondary, not ideal. I understand where we're at there. And the secondary really struggled, but it's not like the linebacking core lit it up. I'm a Frankie Louvu mark. How many times you notice Frankie Louvu?
Not many, man.
Bobby Wagner, future Hall of Famer, missed a few tackles, was late getting to a couple things. Now, I will say this. He's a wrecking ball. He's going to make a lot of tackles, too. He had three TFLs in the backfield, but it's pretty clear to me from a foot speed standpoint, this ain't your older brother's Bobby Wagner, if you know what I mean, which stands to reason. So you had Cleveland Farrell, who's new. You had Dorrance Armstrong, who's new. Louvu, Wagner, Jeremy Chin, the new version of Quan Martin, Mikey Sanristil, who they drafted, told us was the best pound-for-pound player in the draft. And I like Mike Sanristil. I think he's going to be awesome. I'm high on him. But as far as Forbes and St. Juste, who were punching bags yesterday, Quinn will fix it. You know, they're going to be better with coaching. That was part of the expectation, to be clear. We heard those guys are better. They're different. They're improved. And you just didn't see it. So, respectfully to the offense, which I'm not letting them off the hook, they were disappointing too. The defense was so bad, and all we heard about was arriving violently and the secret
sauce. So much violent arrivingly.
You know, how we're going to play, how we play is not for everybody. You mean like my eyes? You know?
you mean like pro football teams that want to contend?
How we play is not for everyone. Like fans who want to see stops or punts. You know, the other team punted once. It's not for the opposing team's punter, I'll tell you that. They'll get it right, hopefully. They'll figure it out. But through one game, I think, realistically, I didn't think they'd come out offensively and look great. It's going to take a lot of time. On defense, I at least thought they'd be able to get creative and mix some potions and just look a lot improved. And we did not get that.
We did not see that. They averaged 3.7 yards a carry, Tampa Bay did. 8 tackles for loss for Washington defenders. So I think in general, they did a good job against the run. Now, Tampa Bay stinks at running. It's a long-running theme for them, no pun intended. They're a bad running football team. But my God, did Baker Mayfield look like a Hall of Famer.
How'd you like my guy Bucky Irving?
He looked comfortable. He's got a little burst.
Bucky Irving can play a little bit.
Bucky Irving is a better runner of the football than Rashad White, but Rashad White's a better player because you see him in the open field doing some things, matriculating with the passing game.
In addition to being a guy that I really wanted to draft, is Bucky Irving the name of the guy from Captain America, or is that something else? Is there a Bucky?
Bucky Barnes. Okay. Looking for Bucky Barnes there.
There is a Bucky.
There is a Bucky, yeah.
All right. Back to you, Danny.
But yeah, it was obviously the passing, pass defense. Again, last year, if you played quarterback against Washington, you put up Hall of Fame MVP type numbers, and we're 1-for-1 with that happening again. It's all the same stuff, different personnel, as you alluded to, but the same excuses, the same reasoning, the same, oh, it's communication or whatever the hell excuse they usually offer when they get burned a lot.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.